Blog Talk Radio.
Remember yourself. Put yourself back together. Remind yourself.
Sit back, relax, and reacquaint yourself. Get back to that original, primitive, savage, naked self. Brace yourself, recreate yourself, make yourself. For too long you've been taught to hate yourself. Man, don't forsake yourself, reawake yourself. Take yourself much higher. History's not our story, man, the devil is a liar. Listen to nothing the outside world says about you. The world is made to reroute you, distract you, and then doubt you. Most these rappers about the world, KRS is about you. So remember what I taught you about how to in and the out do. Go inside your inner city, quickly going in you. Have an interview with that energy that's within you. Ask yourself, why you? Why now? Why here? Then it becomes quite clear. You are divine, you should not fear. Bills, you should not fear. Thrills, you should not stare. Focus your attention on G-O-D, which is right here.
Back together. Reconnect.
Yeah. Listen. No one's ever gonna tell you that you are divine. Cause they ain't reached that mind in all this time. They still are blind. They tell you get in line, follow them and look for signs. Man, that's baby milk. Here's the raw meat, yo, it's cooking time. It's the way in which you look at brain and look at mind. You thinking they the same, but if you look again, you'll find the whole design of nature's really from a gifted mind, a divine mind, outside what we call space and time. This divine mind is what creates brains, hearts, and livers. This divine mind produces butterflies from caterpillars and everything that quivers. Brains don't make brains, the process of birth does. I'm telling you, life is a game with its own mind, its own name, and its own aim. It's simple and plain, divine mind produces all brains. You are a divine mind first, which then produces your brain. Divine intelligence or God, that's from which you came.
Remember yourself. Put yourself back together. Remind yourself.
The word Christ is an African word, K-R-S-T. When the Greeks later on took that up from the Romans, they called Christus. It is first appears in African Christ. The concept of the Christ, the eighth form, the seven stages are forms of man, which then becomes the supreme divine form, the Christ. Hence you have Christianity before Christ. The idea, the concept, even the words, even the images. The virgin birth. The three kings, those are Egyptian ideas. Those were the three great stars in the firmament, the three kings. Which then became the three powers on earth that came to worship the divine form. It's all there. It's on the temples of Luxor before the birth of Jesus.
The Holistic Art of War is a blueprint for holistic warfare. Holistic warfare is exactly what it sounds like. Being prepared for war holistically, universally. Prepared for war from all angles, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Universal knowledge kills ignorance universally. Remember that. This show was created to inspire and motivate. Not just to inspire and motivate, but to inspire and motivate movement. Through application to higher vibration. We want to move to higher vibration, and we want to do that with knowledge and application, not ignorance and procrastination. This is about learning how to become the best you you can be, the real you that you were naturally designed to be, not the superficial you or the you that you were programmed to be. To know thyself is to know thy soul, and that's the only thing that's real in this world of illusions. This show is for high vibration conversation. On this show, we do not allow mental masturbation. The purpose of these conversations are for mental procreation, to produce and reproduce results using practical, applicable knowledge. We don't debate, we discuss to get solutions and results.
Christ is not a man, it is a nature, a divine nature, born with it. But you have to educare, educo, draw out that which is within. That's the meaning of the word educate, the Latin derivative of the term educate, educare, to draw out that which is within. Once you lay the foundation of the basis of who you are based on your nature and the knowledge of self, you then turn to the external to find your place in the world. We are not down here trying to overthrow this white boy. You're down here trying to raise up God in yourself. Now, we made a mistake for almost 50 years trying to do Eurocentric left-wing politics from one white boy's head to another, Karl Marx versus the president, Karl Marx socialism versus capitalism, and we got the raw end of that deal. Our heroes and brains went to jail and got shot to death, and we still walked around scared as ever and twice as dumb because we didn't know what we were looking for. In this book, there's a code based upon the lure of the Hebrew children. And that's important because those 12 sons are the 12 signs of the zodiac. Okay. If you wonder why this consistency of 12, first of all, there are 66 books in this Bible. Now, this is the Protestant Bible. There are 72 books in the Catholic Bible, the Catholic Bible, the first Bible. This is the second one that is based upon Moorish science, the Kabbalistic system of writing. Was invented by your ancient ancestors and handed down through the ancient Osirian mystery system to those who now call themselves Masons, which is a Moor, which says he's you if it's a he and she's you if it's a her. When she or he puts this kez on, the ancient Kemetic word for fez, which means crown, they're saying they're you. They are you by initiation. You are you by birth. The way out of all of this dialogue about your name being misplaced, owned by somebody else, is join the Masonic Order. If you want out of just that. But half of them in there, all they're getting is the money and not the divine honey. I don't want to knock the order. In some parts of it, it's excellent. In other parts of it, it's just as terrible as anything else. What I'm trying to point out here is the search is about the best of what you really are, the highest possibilities that the universe has granted you. That's who you must shake and wake in the boat if you're drowning. And drowning is when your bills need to be paid, when you're sick, when you're worried, when you're scared, when you're confused. That's your drowning. That's when you wake up your Christ in your boat, your vessel, to give you your answers, to calm your storms. Okay? A lot of questions that we're asking outside, we need to ask inside, because that's where they are. You know, and they're tailor-made for you and you and you. Nobody else gets your answer. Okay. Why is it doesn't always come through then? Something I discovered myself. I didn't always want the right answer. Sometimes I wanted my answer.
I say yes to life, respect for life. It's my birthright, a successful life. Like plants, I absorb the light. Deep roots fed by the source of life. Flow with the course of life. Relax or resist, your choice in life. Let go, don't force through life. I let the universe support my life. It started with changing my attitude. Replacing my worries with gratitude. Surrounded by all these free jewelry. So clearly I see opportunity. I got air in my lungs. I know I'm supported in love as below, so above. No matter conditions, it's all for the good. Like the lotus that grows from the mud. Trust, be true to yourself. Be here in the now. Love, like a mother and child with a breast in his mouth. The milk is the dial. When we own our purpose, we'll always be nervous. There's nothing we're lacking without. Give thanks and praise and light up the stage. And let it be raised to the clouds. Trust the universe. 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 I'm so blessed I let go stress and got no regrets whatsoever. So grateful, so thankful, change only made me better. We be in our egos, we be thinking that we know it all, but the universe knows better. I don't know the future, what the forecast holds, but I know to adjust to the weather. I realize I don't have no opponents, learning how to trust myself. Everything come together for the good of all things. It's the way that the universe built. Our ancestors built pyramids and aligned the grid with the stars. So in future times, their great-grandkids can be reminded of who we are. God, our bodies are made of stardust. Abundance is in us, around us, and part of us. And we got the infinite power within us to manifest anything possible. Trust and believe every positive thought is a seed in the garden. Be mindful. Plant what you need and water that seed. And then you gon' eat when it's time to. I'm just here to remind you. Trust the universe. 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 Trust the universe.
Meaning of faith is to walk in belief.
Every image on my vision board is an affirmation I'm living towards. Listening to that inner voice from the higher source of my life force. Get in tune with the way, reaffirming every day when I sit and meditate and let it marinate. Do what you love, never work a day. Only good things gon' gravitate. Set goals, but I'm open, blocking no blessings, flowing like waves in the ocean. Plant seeds every year when the spirit most clear. Align with the time of the winter solstice. Practice then in the moment. Set intention and I'm on it. Then I get that blessing from the universe, just like I want.
I believe in me. I believe I can achieve whatever I dream of. I got everything I need. I believe in me. I believe I can.
Let's talk about it. The Holistic Art of War. Are you really ready for war? Tap in. Live on Ascended Mind / Blog Talk Radio. Call in at 515-605-9749. Live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/ascended minds. Tap into the frequency. You know, I don't profess to be the wisest or the most intelligent person on the planet. I don't proclaim any of those things. But I do know that ignorance equals death. And I know that knowledge equals life. And I know that the lack of knowledge is ignorance, which is death. Now, there are many aspects to this. There's many aspects to knowledge, I should say, and there's many aspects to ignorance. Some people are mistaking the two. Some people have knowledge in some areas, but that knowledge causes them to be ignorant in other areas. And see, this happens when you're not dealing with universal knowledge. This happens when you're dealing with bias knowledge or a prejudice of knowledge. When you prejudge or apply prejudice to information and how you receive information, and then have a bias towards how you receive that information, whether you accept it or not, which is relevant because regardless if you accept it or not, some things are true. Regardless if you like it or not, some things are true. Just because you don't accept something does not make it false, and just because you do not like something does not make it false. That's when you're dealing with emotions, and emotions come into play. And people have to learn to tame their emotions. People are getting entirely too emotional about things that shouldn't be emotion involved in. See, because when you get emotional, the emotion lowers your intelligence. You know, whether, you know, you can get very, very angry about something, and this lowers the way you think. Lowers your level of thinking. You can get too excited, too overjoyful about something, and this also can lower your level of thinking. Now, it's different types of information, it's different types of knowledge, it's different types of ways to perceive knowledge. We're just going to use that term for the time being. See, me personally, like I said, I don't proclaim to be any type of scholar or master teacher or any of those things, but I will say that I am a free thinker. I'm a deep thinker. I analyze all. I like to get to the root of things. You know, I don't like to play around and tap on the surface. I like to get to the root, because I feel that that's where the truth is, at the root. You may have to do some digging, but you'll find it. You know, you just have to apply effort. You have to seek. A lot of you aren't seeking. That's why you're not finding. I deal with intellect. Intellect being the way I perceive things from the inside, the way I might have an intuition or feeling, and it allows me to perceive information in a certain manner. also deal with outlet, which is pretty much the way feelings or vibes I may get that causes me to draw certain conclusions or thoughts about certain things, which in a sense is a form of dealing with information or outformation. Information being the way the way that you perceive things from the inside, your inner feelings, your inner thoughts, thoughts that develop, that form inside of you. The outformation is the ideal or the perception of what you see that causes these thoughts, these inner thoughts, these thoughts that are created inside of you. You know, although they may seem the same, which in a sense they are, they're different. But that's just the way science works. A lot of things that are labeled as being different or opposites are in fact the same. Some people just don't comprehend the true science or the true nature of things. Now, you know, this is also dealing with your insight, you know, your intuition, what they call that gut feeling, that inner thought, that inner self, like that voice in your head is telling you, you know, something isn't right. Something is giving you that bad vibe about something, you know. But you also have to have good outsight at times, because some people don't always have that gut feeling, and it might take what you observe with your eyes, what you see, to make that gut feeling kick in. You know, the world that we are living in, it's a world of illusions. We're dealing with Decepticons. People have to realize that your ignorance is your funeral. So you can play that how you choose. I'm not here to tell you what to do or what not to do, but I will make a few suggestions for those of you that may take heed, although most of you won't, due to ego and ignorance and cognitive dissonance and denial, which that's your prerogative. But see, we're dealing with Decepticons, and these Decepticons have an agenda. That's why they stage propaganda or propped agenda. You know, everything's being staged because there's an agenda. So, you know, don't be surprised or, you know, don't be amazed by the things that you see and that you hear happening that's going on around you in the world. Now, when I say that we're dealing with illusions, I mean, we can start off, let's deal with the basics. People deal with days of the week, Sunday through Saturday. Have people ever really took the time to think, what are these days named after? What is a Saturday? What is a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? What are these? Why are they days? Okay, well, you comprehend the day part, but what about the part that comes before that? What is Sunday? Well, Sunday is just that, a day dedicated to the sun. Well, what is Monday? Monday is just that, moon day. The day dedicated to the moon. Tuesday. See, now you're getting into Norse mythology. Dealing with Norse gods from the Viking culture. Which is Tuesday being Tyri, or however you may pronounce that. Tweed Tuesday, or whatever they pronounce their funny little names. But yeah, that's his day. That's like Odin's right hand man. You know, in their mythology, Odin is God. So Tuesday is like the right hand of God, whatever. Wednesday is actually Odin's day, which is the father in their mythology. Thursday, Thor's day, which is the son of Odin. Friday, you're dealing with Frigga. That's her day. Day dedicated to her. She's the wife of Odin, the mother of Thor. So there you have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as the father, the son, and the mother. Then you're dealing with Saturday. See, Saturday is going into the Roman mythology. You're dealing with Saturn. Which is which they call like Satan, or they correlate with the devil, or Kronos in Greek mythology. This is why everything's so chaotic. People like to party and do the things that they do on Saturdays. And then of course the sun and the moon have been worshipped since, or the sun and the moon have been acknowledged since ancient times, prehistoric times. But you have to think, you live in a nation that says, "In God we trust." And what's God? Is it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? What's God? You have a day of the week named after gods. Which one? But this is supposed to be a Christian nation. Okay. This is supposed to be a monotheistic nation. Somebody's playing God game. What God do they have you worshiping? What do they have you worshiping? I mean, we get into the months. Each month is named after whether it be a Roman god or Caesar, whether it be Julius or Augustus. You know, so we have a culture that's split between Roman and Viking. The days of the week, the months of the year, which the month that you think it is isn't even the month that it is. See, if you go back to the Ethiopian calendar system, you'll see something totally different. What are we saying? Think this is 2014? In actuality, this is like 2007, according to the Ethiopian calendar system, or one of the oldest calendar systems. So you have to realize the oldest calendar comes from the motherland. You know, look into Adam's calendar, things of that nature. You know, so with that being said, have you ever stopped to think, for example, September, how is that the ninth month? That should be the seventh month, because Sep means seven. Oct is eight. Now, November is nine. Deci is 10. But yet they're telling you that December is the 12th month. You know, the actual new year was 7-11, which would have been September 11th according to the Gregorian, or according to this modern day calendar system that they're using in the United States of America, which is the United States separate from America and also other parts of the world. They've enforced and put this illusion on the world to have people thinking that they're in a certain time and they're not even in that time. See, this is all part of the confusion and all part of the spell. See, but some of you, you're not ready for that type of knowledge yet. You know, you're still dealing with the basics. You know, you're trying to fight over colors and terminology and land, and I'm a Moor, or I'm a Hebrew Israelite, or I'm a Kemite, or I'm a Washita, I'm a Native American, or, you know, come on. You're all the same damn people. Just been mixed up and confused. Mixed up, mind fucked. and confused. Left to run them up. See, it's time we put all the semantics to the side. And let's start dealing, you know, with the reality of things. Let's deal with realism. You know, let's deal with being real and keeping it real to the point where real is not altered at all, so we'll put the ism on it so it stays the same. And let's deal with realism. For one, you have to understand the language that we speak. I don't even like to speak this language, but I'm speaking it to convey this message to you because that's how it was drawn out. That's how it was supposed to be. So what we have to realize is this language is a perverted language. What you think means something, or what you think the definition of a word is, if it's a definition that's being translated or presented to you in the English language or in this language, you have to understand or comprehend that they're fallacies, that they're corruptions, distortions, perversions. Some words didn't even exist in ancient times. For example, the benign people had no word for sin. That's why they had to be convinced and taught, learned to what a sin was by these missionaries that convinced them that their ancestors killed Jesus, impaled them, hung them on a cross, taught them guilt and to feel guilt for their ancestors, convincing them that their ancestors was responsible for killing their son of God. They even rewrote Bibles and published them and issued them just to assist with this mission to convert in these people, because these people lived a natural way of life. Sin didn't even exist in their language. So I say that to say this. Stop being so emotionally attached to words, because a lot of these words didn't exist 400 years prior to now. There's no English language. English is broken German. Even when you look up the etymology, you're dealing with words with origins of German, Latin, or Greek. So it's either a Romantic language or a German language. A lot of words are much older than that. Their words are corruptions of other words. They're mispronunciations of words, accents, distortions, because voice, language, some things they couldn't even pronounce in their language. So it had to be written to the way that they pronounce it or the way that they express it, which things get lost in expression, because in a lot of languages, tone determines a lot. So if they don't have a tone to pronounce something or the tone for something, how could they properly convey a meaning of something? It's always going to be suspect. Their description. If they don't have a word for something, they think their best way they can to possibly describe something. You know, different objects, dark objects. You know, black wasn't always the terminology that was used, so we can get past that. You know, that later became a description for a group of people, and it was placed on races and the people from a region, ethnic group, and certain cultures, because you started dealing with a system that were in a race to oppress or control a certain group of people on the planet that were of a darker color, a darker tone, a complexion. They weren't black. Copper color, copper tone people. Something similar to the description of Jesus in the Bible. But see, that's why they give that description and they leave that description there, because they want you to relate to that. They want you to relate with this specific individual and his character, and portray the same character as opposed to being a warrior like the other prophets. So they give you this watered down version to keep you weak, to keep you oppressed. You call on your Lord, the Master, but this is dealing with nothing but the slave and the Master. You're dealing with oppression. It's not religion. It's just disguised as religion. The master, the slave master. The servant is you, the slave. The master is the Lord. Didn't y'all peep that in 12 Years a Slave? Who do you think he was talking about?
their Lord and the Savior. The Master was their Lord and their Savior. And that's what they were convinced. So when people react, people repeat this, this is what they're carrying on, is death. See, that's my problem with the whole religion. Because it was a tool that was used to oppress you. You have to get rid of that tool if you want to break free. You don't want to be bonded to oppression. So you need to revolt from that. But see, people must first comprehend the revolution starts in the mind. You have to free your mind. Then your body will follow. See, it starts in the mind. You have to think before you act. So, if you want solutions, you have to start with yourself, because you are the problem, so therefore you are the solution. You know, like I said, when we deal with Decepticons, you know, I'll give you a prime example. You know, 100 years ago, a lot of our people didn't refer to themselves as being black. That was a term that was used by slave masters or slavers or different individuals like that to categorize us and place us as being property or merchandise, and we were labeled that way. Something with no rights, property, not even an entity, but a corpse, lifeless, dead. So this is what builds corporations. Corpse. It's a lifeless entity built off the souls of other entities. So this is the true meaning of selling your soul or losing your soul. A lot of us are soulless and we don't realize it. But, see, the agenda was pushed. See, remember, you remember a fellow by the name of James Brown. He called James Brown the Godfather of Soul. Interesting. The Godfather of Soul. He had a song, I'm Black and I'm Proud. Say it loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. He had a lot of people screaming and standing with him. This is the same man that sold Al Sharpton in order to meet the president. You have to relax your head. You can't go in front of the president and meet the president with nappy hair. This is the same person that's telling you, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, with a processed head. You got to relax in your head, and you're saying you're black and you're proud. You're the Godfather of soul. So you're sending the message that it's soulful to be relaxed, to alter who you are, to try and be something that you're not, to go from being a natural to trying to be the unnatural, be like the unnaturals. Slave will never be free trying to live like the master. And the master is a slave to his own desire, his own ego. See, this is also an internal conflict, but all internal conflicts are displayed also as external conflicts in this world. That's what I mean about Decepticons. So that had a lot of our parents, grandparents, a lot of our ancestors buying into this relaxed head. Black and I'm proud, soul power. That became the voice of soul power. So before you know it, the fists, the afros disappeared. Then came the platform shoes and the processed hairdos. Nah, he don't got soul, he lost soul. Decepticon. See, when you're dealing with COINTELPRO, what do you think is just dealing with political leaders, activists and leaders, so-called leaders? Nah. Entertainers, celebrities, all of it. You know, these so-called black leaders are exactly that, dead leaders. They're leading you to death, to death. What was a revolution? What were we revolting? What was the outcome? Because I don't see any action that's been taken besides these illusions of inclusion and trying to fit in where you don't belong, as opposed to being your own and investing in yourself, investing in your own. You know, why don't we comprehend that? You know, you don't have to look for a leader. Be your own leader. See, because what happens when you develop leaders is when they cut the head, all that's left is the tail. See, you wonder why everybody run around acting like an ass. Because the head's been severed. It's been decapitated. So you have to be your own head. You have to be your own leader. Because they can't kill us all. See, this is why they say knowledge is power. See, but you have to learn to think critical. You know. Now, like I said, now this COINTELPRO, or I'm just going to use that, you know, use that terminology, because a lot of people are familiar with that. You know, I'm not going to sit here and push any Illuminati agenda or anything like that, because I don't like to give power to those types of things. So, we'll just say that, see, now you got people getting in touch with their roots. Well, who do you think presented you roots? Who brought you the movie Roots or Shaka Zulu? All of these misinterpretations of our culture. So you gotta understand, this was already plotted out. This was premeditated for a desired effect. See, they're creating our perception for us, which most of this is false and inaccurate anyway. And see, now we're getting the wrong, we're formulating the wrong conclusions from this. You know, we're getting the wrong information from the wrong out formation. You know, it's giving us a bad outlook on things. We become prejudiced and we prejudge our culture based upon how it's presented to us through television. And most of us either have a religious concept of things or a television perception of things as far as what God is or what the devil is, what's right and what's wrong. People have to get past this, because these are perceptions that have been created to control your way of thinking, to keep you from using your own natural mind. This is something that you need to get back to, which your mind use it. It costs you nothing to think. At least not yet. Use your own mind while you can. Now, dealing with getting back to the roots. See, a lot of that was used to create a false perception. See, the thing, same thing with this Kemet. People going back to Egypt or Hebrew Israelite or whatever may have you. You don't think that this information is tainted? You don't think that this information is altered? You know, they're telling you that this means this and that means that, and, you know, this means black and that means black and this means that, and seriously. Now, mind you, I said earlier, in certain ancient cultures, certain words didn't even exist. So now you have the youngest culture, the youngest species on earth, trying to translate or give you an interpretation of what the oldest species on earth said, meant, what they wrote down. This is based upon their translation. But they're telling you this is via such and such. See, once again, you trust in your enemy too much. How do you trust the same information that comes from your enemy? Now, I'm not saying be prejudiced or be biased towards it, but what I'm saying is don't be emotionally attached to certain things. How you perceive this information. You see, because that's the root of how people grow emotionally attached to things. You know, the way the things that the world around them formed or were formed on the outside of them is causing them to have an internal emotional reaction. Because people have been programmed to be black and proud, have been programmed that they're African, have been programmed that they all come from Africa and came on a slave ship. See, that's a lie in itself, because we were a global people. We were all over the world. All over. And see, what you must realize is this. There's only one continent. Yeah. It's only one continent. And that is what you call Africa. Or of Kebulon, Exum. Now, I'll give you an analogy. Let's say you have a cookie. You have a big cookie. And let's say this big cookie has raisins, walnuts, almonds, macadamias, a few other types of nuts in it or whatever. And let's say you drop this cookie on the ground and this cookie shatters into several pieces. Do you have several different cookies, or is it still the same one cookie, just shattered into several different pieces? Now, of course, some pieces are going to have macadamias and walnuts and raisins on it, and some aren't. Some are going to have walnuts and maybe some pecans or whatever other type of nuts on it. Each piece that's hit or that's been separated from that one big piece that it was is going to take on its own form, its own identity, its own look. But that doesn't make it separate, because it's still part of the one. So think about that when you think about a continent or continents. To get these imaginary lines, these imaginary countries and boundaries, get that out of your head. See, that was all used to confuse you. See, a lot of you think they just lied to you about religion. You don't think they lied to you about geography? Do you know the size that they show Africa on the map? Africa is way, way bigger than that. Fit all of the continents inside of it. See, that's because this is the root continent. That's why they call it the mother. It's rooted into the earth to the point where it won't move, where it won't break, when you deal with that heart of Africa. See, all the other pieces that broke off from it are still all part of the mother. They're all children, but they've just been separated from the breast. This is why they all fighting for it. All of them. You see, the people are also becoming too attached to physical things, geographics, continents. You know, you have to comprehend that if the Atlantic Ocean was the Ethiopian Ocean, then that means from coast to coast, from shore to shore, bank to bank was Ethiopia. So wherever the Atlantic stopped and touched that here, and what we call America, was Ethiopia. And it went across the water to wherever the water stops and touched the shore or the bank there, which was Ethiopia. See, study and find out the extent, the stretch of the Ethiopian Empire. See, don't just go off of his story. So you have to research his story and our story. You have to take in all sources of information. You know, this is very important when you're forming an outer opinion about something, or your out formation of things and the way that you view things around you, the way the world forms outside of you in your eyes. You see, they've been playing games. It's a mix-up. So you get you all focused on Africa, get you all focused on Kemet, one specific region, one specific land, but you forget about everything else. So you're losing your blood ties, your bloodline, your nationality. And see, now, I haven't really spoken on that, you know, and I will take the time to do that, because normally when I speak on black, I'm dealing with it from a scientific perspective, and then once I said, mind you, we're still dealing with their language and their terminology, their perceptions and their ideology, their description of our people or what the original people are. But that's cool though, because you could take these words and give these words power and take power from them. See, that's why me personally, I have no problem with Ebonics. You know why they call it Ebonics? Ebon, Ebony, Ebon, Ebony people. See, this is dealing with people that come from a region when you're dealing with the Niger area. People where the Mandingo come from. You know, when you're dealing with these different regions in West Africa. You know, see, don't be confused, you know. Don't let these people confuse you. It's the reason why they use terms like ebony or Nubian or nigger. Because you're dealing with a group of people that came from a certain place. Now, yes, some did come in bondage, but not the numbers and not the story they told you. A lot of us were tricked into coming here, like the movie 12 Years a Slave. You thought you were coming to the land of opportunity or something greater for all those with capitalistic, egotistical, selfish ambitions. You ended up in a life of servitude and bondage. You know. Now, most of the people that were already here made up the large population of what they called slaves in America, or so-called black slaves in America. But see, this is why they gave you terms like Negro or black. See, because in their language, they turned these words into definitions. Necro means death, or dealing with the dead, or corpses. This is a Greek word. This is before the Latin, before the Negro. You see, but like I said, these are all words that are stolen or used to refer to people from a region. We're dealing with the Niger River in that river region. People from certain areas in what you call Africa. You know, they confuse people and have people thinking that Asia, Africa, and America are all different places. Again, I tell you, our people were global. We've been traveling long before Cristobal Colon. Long before. You see, these are the same people that, let's say, 500 years ago, they thought the earth was flat. Now, these are the people that you want to go to, and you think that they're telling you accurate stories, accounts, dealing with the earth and the story of the earth. They don't even like to admit the fact that the earth is a she. Or that America. See, America, you had different parts. You had people that lived here in what you call America. They were living a natural way of life. Very peaceful people. See, you have to also remember that Homer spoke of two sets of Ethiopians. This is the Greek Homer, Iliad and the Odyssey. Two sets of Ethiopians, Ethiopians of the East and the Ethiopians of the West. Well, Ethiopians of the West, most of them were conquered and oppressed and turned into slaves. Yeah, a lot of them were sold out by, shouldn't even say sold out, because see, we always had different tribes. We were never really all exactly unified to begin with. We always had disputes. It's just with dealing with a new breed of people came into play. With a new breed, a new mentality towards the way they treated people, the way they dealt with people, the way that they dealt with life, how they had no regard for life or earth or nature or divine or universal law. They felt that it was easy to take this land, and these people didn't need it. They took it to destroy it. You know, that's another reason why I say people need to detach and go back to nature, because the planet was healthier when we were living natural. We were healthier when we were living natural. You know, you have to go back to nature fully, you know. You have to save the planet in order to save yourself. You know, if the planet dies, you die. You know, all of the illusions, all of the propaganda, see, it's all created to keep you looking outside yourself to absorb your energy. Because like I said, you're dealing with a vampire type of race, you know, parasitic, I should say, you know. But see, the thing is, to kill a parasite, you starve it and it'll die. See, so stop giving it your attention. Stop giving it your blood and it will die. You know, when we talk about ascension and ascending of the mind and ascending of the spirit, you know, a lot of people have become so physical that they're going to be stuck here constantly. They're not going to vibrate or ascend to a different level, realm, dimension. Some people don't even want to wrap their minds around those concepts. And a lot of these people will remain stuck here. You know, you could be so pro-black or so pan-African is that you're cursing your bloodline. You're cursing your soul to be stuck here. What do you want, 10 generations from now? Your offspring will still be screaming revolution and the pan-Africanists. You know, or do you not want to walk into the sun? You can't walk into the sun. Staying attached to this physical. You know, but if you're going to deal with it in the proper manner. So, if you want to revolt, simple, starve it. If you starve the system, it will die. Stop slaving for the system. Regain control over your own resources. Manufacture your own products, your own goods. Provide your own services. Starve the system. Don't feed into the system. If dollar has no value and it's a promissory note, then maybe you should take your dollar to the bank and cash them in for silver. At least it's a resource. It may not be gold, it may not be diamonds, but at least it's not a piece of paper that has no value. You have to start dealing with worth, guns, and butter. See, a lot of you been buttering up or too buttered up, trying to bear arms. Start dealing with guns. But see, I'm not talking about grabbing rifles and going shooting people and different things like that. What I'm saying is start to be smart economically. But then see, it's creating your own economic system, creating your own structure. Kind of like Black Wall Street, as they called it. We need to start creating our own Black Wall Street. See, and then it won't matter. See, because you can recreate the definition of what black is by law. See, I understand that the law was set up by us, by our ancestors in the past to govern a certain way, but it's been corrupted, it's been perverted. So it's time to destroy and rebuild. I don't want to fit in with the old. It's time to recreate. It's time to be creators. It's time to create something new. Because the old is dead or dying. You know. So, if you're not going to invest in your own, start growing your own vegetation, learning your own skills, how to build your own homes, how to make your own clothes, to educate your own children, bartering, so you can eliminate their whole financial structure as it is and go back to nature. Things are a lot peaceful when people were dealing in tune with nature before they became savages. You know, but see, the thing is, in this world of illusions, people don't know what to take lightly or what to take seriously. They're taking some things too lightly, and some people, they don't connect the dots very well. For example, on Cairo, capital of Egypt, what they call Egypt. Now, a lot of people have discrepancies with the terminology more. It puts you on to something that you don't already know. Cairo is a mispronunciation because the people that are calling, people that are claiming to be Egyptians now are not the original Egyptians. Now, they say Cairo, when in actuality, the ancient word was Koher. Koher. And that's dealing with Mars. That means Mars. So we'll just use their words and their letters for right now. And we'll say Mars. M-A-R-S. Mars. Moors. M-O-O-R-S. The Washita, or they say Mers, which is Moor. M-U-U-R-S. M-O-R-E-S. Moors. See, but when they spell it M-O-R-E, now they're dealing with customs. With good customs. With proper etiquette. But in any other spelling or terminology, they want to tell you that Moor is dealing with something that's dead or swamp. See, they make Moor synonymous with black and synonymous with African and synonymous with nigger. But they don't like to throw knight in there. See, because the original knights were Moors. See, they use the terminology Moor and African to describe our people all the way up into the 1800s. You know, so don't be confused with all of that, thinking that these people are different groups of people. No. It was just different sets of our ancestors that lived different types of ways, but they were all connected. They were like the children of a mother that all went off on their own. Different land, they settled, had families, children, time went by. Some of these connections were lost. We'll just say it wasn't sibling rivalry that took place. You never know. I mean, people make it seem like their ancestors were exempt from error. A lot of problems that plague us today plagued our ancestors in the past. Confusion. Ego. Not getting along. We were never all completely, totally unified. And whenever we attempted to be, it was one of our own that tore it down. Or that prevented us from being, because we're our own worst enemy. And the oppressor knows that. That's why they continue to use us against us. See, but your children are your ancestors. We must usher them in properly, just like our parents should have ushered us in properly because we were their ancestors. See, our mission is to make this right, to right the wrong, or to save our ancestors. See, me being an ancestor, giving birth to a new generation, which our ancestors, see, when you raise them right and you raise them properly, you are in turn saving the generation that came before you by saving the generation that's coming after you, if that makes any sense. Just take some time on that. Wrap your mind around that. You know, it's very important. You know, that's why the children are the future. I have no problem with using the terminology kid, because kid, yes, it may deal with a goat or a baby goat, but so you have to realize when you're dealing with goat, you're dealing with fertility. The horns. Fertility is a representation of fertility, of dealing with fertility. When you see horns in our culture, bull horns, so forth and so on, you know. And according to their etymology, a child is a child from the time it's conceived. It's in the womb. It's a child, not once it's born and birthed out. This is why they had so many conflicts with their abortion. But see, abortion was prevented as a tool of population control. But see, when it stretched into the wrong population and started controlling it, it became a problem. Just like everything else, all the other synthetics and different things that were cooked up to kill the original people. See, once the unoriginals or the unnaturals started partaking in these different things and it started destroying their future or jeopardizing their future, it became a problem. you know. Like I said, it's secure in nature for everything. Every disease can be prevented, can be cured. You just go back to nature. Use your smartphone to do smart things with it instead of dumb things. You can almost Google anything. Google it. Or surround yourself with individuals that can be beneficial and that can help and assist you in bettering yourself and your self-improvement and raising your vibration, not lowering it. This is important. Be careful of the circles that you choose. You know, like I said, it's all really illusions when you really, really get down to it. But see, I know a lot of you are stuck in this illusion, and you say, oh, it's got to be a way to make it right. It's got to be a way to fix the world the way it is. Yeah, it is. Correct it. Stop feeding into the same system that's poisoning you. Rage against the machine. Stop helping build and repair and maintenance the machine. You're maintenancing, you're servicing your own death. It's like you're loading up the chemicals yourself for you to get the lethal injection. Or pulling the switch yourself in the electric chair. Stop it. Stop it. It's not fair to yourself and it's not fair to your children. You have to wise up. You have to rise up and be greater. And also a lot of you think on red, black, and green. Marcus Garvey came up with those colors. Nah. So you got to comprehend that the Comoricon have been using them colors. The Moors been using those colors. The Mandinka people have been using those colors. Red, black, and green has been used in Africa for a very, very long time. Africa of the East and Africa of the West, because like I said, it's all one big cookie. They just convinced you to look at it in pieces, because that's how they dissect things, in pieces. They don't know how to take the whole or be whole, because they're not whole. They were created from pieces. Which is why they have the obsession with Frankenstein. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, things of that nature. It's not our story. They're fascinated with that. Vampires, werewolves, damn lunatics. It's not us. Type of sick, sadistic mind even bring you these weird movies. You can see what's going on inside the mind of these individuals. Stephen King. Wes Craven, type of psychopathic, lunatic individuals are we dealing with? They make these movies, put these movies, these thoughts and ideas in people's heads. You wonder why people are so damn crazy, acting out damn television. You know what? If they really wanted to stop things, they would stop promoting it on television. You got people killing, just shooting left and right in movies, slaughtering people, running through blocks, the cops high speed chase, tearing up the whole, you know, community, driving through, flipping stuff over, just shooting recklessly. And you wonder why people do this in real life. In real life, this becomes a shock. Why? You watch it on television all the time. See, what that's doing is desensitizing you to these things. It's creating a normal. Which, again, that's an illusion. Because, like I said, or like the proverb goes, what's normal to the spider is chaotic to the fly. So what's really normal? What's really chaotic? What's really right? What's really wrong? Who is controlling your perception? See, this is what I mean. The revolution stops in the mind. So you have to break free from all of the chains that bind your mind. And see, when you see the illusion for what it really is, the mirage for what it really is, you're not affected by it. Because you can see through it. You won't be stuck in the fog because you can pierce the fog. You can see through the fog. The veil is removed. You know, let's stop getting caught up on these names and these titles and these places and these colors and all of these different things. Some like to say Africa, some like to say Asia. Dr. Van Sertima says that Afu-Ra is an ancient term our people use. They talk about that. Certain people translate the metric method, different things like that. Person asks Dr. Clark his opinion on the metric method. Books, Volume 1, Volume 2, or Volume 1, whichever it was. His response was guesswork. But it makes sense, though. Because how could you control, how could you trust the people that have been oppressing you to really allow you to get this information that's going to empower you and to free you? Decepticons. It's a deception of knowledge. See, but your ego doesn't allow you to see these deceptions. The answers are within. See, if you get right with nature, if you stop eating like a savage and stop living like a savage and get in tune, so your ancestors will speak to you. Your DNA will unlock. You will get the answers to the questions that you have because they are all inside of you. You just have to learn how to communicate with yourself. But see, that requires work, that requires discipline, that requires an inner eye. And most of you have an inner eye closed. You need to open it. And when you open it, you need to see clearly. You know, it's up to you. The choice is yours. Just like I said, ignorance is death. So judge wisely.
Okay. What was the eulogy for today? The eulogy for today was death by ignorance. Knowledge equals life. Ignorance equals death. Judge wisely. Know the ledge or fall off. Shout out to the Ascended Minds family. You know who I be, and you know where to find me every Sunday at 3.
These things just took over me. Just took over my whole body. So I can't even see no more. I'm calling my black woman a bitch. I'm calling my peoples all kinds of things that they not. I'm lost, brother, can you help me? Can you help me, brother, please?
You see what we did, we lost the love. I'm talking about the love. Love,
yeah. But brother, check this out. I still don't understand, man. I'm all high off this shit, man.
Well, what I'm trying to say, my brother, why do we kill each other? Look at our children. What kind of a future?
This is the training that's gonna be given to you by the Woo, brothers
and sisters. Revolution, the revolution.
It's time to rise. The planet Earth belongs to God.
This is 1999.
Every square inch of it that he chose for himself is the best.
The revolution should be televised.
Behind every strong woman,
you the highest,
you'll find a strong man. And by every strong man, you'll find a strong woman. The universe is not completed without the sun, moon, and stars. That's man, woman, and child. So all you fake-ass niggas thinking you're gonna survive out here without your black woman, you're wrong. They have attraction powers on the planet.
Come on,
black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization, the god of the universe. The population was 17 million, with the 2 million Indians, making a total of 19 million, 4 billion, 400 million, all over the planet Earth. Arise, you gods! It's a time for the revolutionary war. That's the mental war. That's the battle between God and devil. Take the devil off your plane. Take him off your mental mentality. Take him off your brain. Leave all the cigarettes, the guns, the alcohol, and everything. That's the mental devil that exists within your body. It's destroying and decaying your mind. The mind controls the body. Everything within must come out. Don't look towards the sky, 'cause there's no heaven above. Don't look down beneath your feet, there's no hell below. But heaven and hell is this within. Heaven is what you make it, and hell is what you go through.
There is only one God. There is only one faith. There is only one. One revolution, yeah.
At one time, it was told to me that man came from monkeys, that we were swinging from trees. I hardly can believe that unless I'm dumb, deaf, and blind.
Save the children.
You ever heard about the ape man?
Wanna be free.
And the ape woman?
Hey. Want to be free.
You have a mankind that has a beginning to him. And his ending is about to come. Slave makers of the poor, who teach the poor lies and make the people believe that the almighty true living God is a spook in the sky and you can't see him with the physical eyes. They're also known as blood suckers of the poor. And then you got the 5%, who are the poor righteous teachers who do not believe in the teachings of the 10%, who is all wise and know who the true and living God, and teach that the true and living God is the supreme being, black man from Asia, otherwise known as civilized people, also Muslims and Muslim sons. Peace.